Anyone around teenagers know they crave both attention and anonymity. Maybe that's why so many of them get attracted to theater in high school. They can be on stage, but pretending to be someone else. Two movies are out this month that put a new lens on kids in the arts. One portrays the struggles of musical theater students in a drama camp. The other shows what happens when a teacher in an art-starved public school fires her kids up about theater. Here's Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.
When Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney shouted, "Hey kids, let's put on a show," the neighborhood regulars streamed to the barn. But nobody's regular in director Todd Graff's new movie Camp, at least not during the school year.
Camp is the story of a bunch of kids who are spending 10 months of the year feeling like misfits and freaks because they're passionate about theater and musical theater. These kids get to this camp, which in the movie is called Camp Ovation. They get off the bus, and amazingly enough, everybody there is exactly like them. Everybody is as freakishly devoted to theater as they are.
Being suddenly normal is heady stuff. It allows the denizens of camp to be real with each other about exactly how odd they seem in a school full of conformists. In this scene, a group of friends compare horror stories about the proms they attended, or didn't.
My junior prom, I stayed home with a roll of cookie dough and TV land.
I watched my junior prom from outside in the bushes for 3 hours.
Ooh, that's so Stella Dallas.
I paid my brother $60 to pretend he was my boyfriend and take me.
We have a winner.
Director Todd Graff actually attended a theater camp for several years, one that boasts several now famous alumni.
You know, I went there with Jennifer Jason Leigh. I was Robert Downey Jr.'s counselor. He was short and young and yet hitting on every girl and not understanding why they didn't want to kiss him, even though he only came up to their hip.
Camp doesn't shy away from adolescent angst or hot-button issues involving teen sexuality and sexual identity. Graff says he included those scenes because he wanted to reflect things adolescents grapple with in real life. He also wanted to reassure them.
If you can just hold on, very often it's just about becoming old enough to find that there's a community out there that's like you.
The movie O.T., Our Town, is about the arts, too. Although it's set a continent away in Compton, California, in a community with a fraction of the resources lavished on camp summer theater, the students of Dominguez High School do share something in common with the kids in camp. They, too, feel like freaks. Here's Ebony Norwood.
Everybody wants to be accepted. I want to be famous. I need to be famous. When you don't feel like you're accepted, issues. It does something to you. It makes you feel like you're not good enough.
Part of the problem at Dominguez is this. The school is known across the country for its championship basketball team, but the kids who aren't into basketball feel overlooked and undervalued. Ebony Norwood and her classmate, Christopher Patterson.
So when you get a situation where everything is wrong and you can find nothing right except for a basketball team, many kids act like they don't care, but a lot of kids are pissed off.
I can't say we stick together because we don't.
Catherine Borick came to Dominguez as part of the Teach for America program. She says in the beginning, Compton's notoriety spooked her a little.
What I heard about Compton was really from the news and the music industry. The impression in my own head was what was the scary part, not the reality.
Knowing that Compton's basketball team included many star players who came from elsewhere to showcase the team, Borick and her colleague Karen Green decided the theater would focus on the school's true students.
And so one of the things that the drama program did was that it really was the students of Compton performing for the students and the families of Compton.
Despite the lack of a stage, part of the reason no play had been performed at Dominguez High for over 20 years, Borick forged on. She chose Thornton Wilder's Our Town. At first, the students resisted. What did Little Grover's Corners have in common with Compton? But as they continued to rehearse and absorb the play, it became evident. Ebony Norwood.
We kind of made it a universal message. And then, you know, other people who live in, you know, Idaho or something, can't even relate to us. That we're not that different, but we're way different from what you think we are.
In the end, Borick says, it was worth it.
This was the bliss. This was what made it worth it. What you saw is you saw this audience that was completely immersed and completely mesmerized by this play that these students are putting on.
The past 3 years have been standing room only for Dominguez Drama Club productions. And those once ignored drama students, they're getting shout-outs worthy of any athlete when they cross the campus. O.T., Our Town, and Camp. You can find both movies in selected theaters around the country. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.